First and foremost, you got to take inventory. Taking inventory is really trying to find a footing and being grounded. A lot of people are so distracted with the way of the world, the news, the music, the media, the social media as well, that you get lost into that other identity that's not even yours. I say get grounded, meaning that for this weekend or any weekend, you slow things down, you find a peaceful place, which is part of that meditation and the Catholicism, like worship, is the fact that you slow down enough to have a conversation within yourself, with God and with yourself, to decide, like, okay, what's my 5, 10, 20 year plan? What is it? It doesn't mean that the plan will always activate and always get to that point, but you have to know where you're going. It's kind of like getting in the car, have no idea where you're going, and you're just driving. You know, at one point you're going to run out of gas, and or you're going to end up at the complete opposite place that you're supposed to be. So I encourage people to take that simple step, which is not even financial at all, but to really kind of define their goals for the next 5, 10, 20 years. What is your general goal? Write it down. Talk it through with yourself. Talk it through with your spouse or significant other, or even your family. It could even be an exercise for a weekend. And after that, I think that's where you start with, one, getting on an app like Mint.com, which is free just to track your personal finances, doing a full-on inventory of what the amount of money coming in and the amount of money going out. It's not a judgment of any sort. It's just, you got to know. If you have no idea how much money is going out, then of course you're going to you're going to be spending $2,400 a month on food because you had no idea. But the more you know, the more you're very aware of it, the less that you do these things and these issues, and the more you provide opportunities for yourself. Beyond that, the next thing I ended up doing is, one, ensure, and I'll say this to anybody that has a typical job or salary position, make sure you take the match of your 401k, 403b, or 457b. They're all the same thing. There are different things at different industries, but they all have the same limits and so on and so forth per the IRS. And the match contribution on average is around $3,000. Even if it's $4,000, even if it's $5,000 a year, that amount over the course of, 30 years or even 40 years can actually add up to the tune of at least $500,000 if you do it correctly. And it's free money. The entire thing is free money. You cannot, escape that. And for a lot of people that are working these salary positions, they're like, I don't want to do the match, whatever it is. But it's a lot of money that you're going to need for retirement. And you do not want to be in a position where you retire broke or retire destitute. That's not what you're trying to do for 40, 50, or even 60 years of work. That's insane. Beyond that, I would say make sure that you pay down your credit card debt. With inflation going up and interest rate going up, the variable debt that you have will go up as well. And a lot of people are carrying as much as $6,000 worth of credit card debt. And at a minimum payment, it will take you 25 years to pay that all off. And it will take you $9,000 worth of interest. So you cannot afford not to pay down your credit card debt. This is real stuff here. After that, what I ended up doing myself and also for my wife, we maxed out our 401ks. We've been in a position where we kind of went from, making 23, I think she was making 40, but now we're equally matching like 100K. It's not going to be the scenario for everyone, but if you can, you start matching or maximizing your contribution, your 401K, 403B, or 457B. The limit is around $20,500 for 2022, $22,500 for 2023. That maximum contribution over even 17 years would probably get you close to $500,000, more than $500,000, but close to at least $1 million worth of actual investment. You're basically investing in yourself, which the government wants you to do. It saves you on your own taxes, which is also good for you, and also grows historically on average about 8%. So over the time of even 20 years, you'll be a millionaire. So wealth is not this difficult thing to do. It's fairly easy, but you have to commit and you have to become intentional about the process. There's a, I forget what it is, but I can't really ever quote anything. That's never been my gift. But there is a proverb that had the idea of investing. And when God gives three people three levels of investment, some person invested more, some person invested in the middle, and the other guy just kind of buried in the back. He's like, hey, see, I didn't lose any of that money, but you did. You did lose the money. You lose the opportunity of growing that wealth and going beyond it. And because you lost it through inflation, which is like a real everyday cost. You lost it through opportunity and you lost it through just being able to grow and learn. And I think that's the true lesson of that parable, is the idea that you have to invest in this day and age. You cannot sit on your laurels. You can't just sit, you know, money underneath the bed and just hope everything is going to go well. It's not going to go well this way. You have to be active and engaged in yourself, in your family, and as well in your community. I think I kind of covered just about everything, but you can actually become a millionaire in less than 17 years if you do it correctly.
What's up, family? If you enjoyed this clip, click the link down below to check out the full episode of this interview and remain blessed.